For AM 980 WCUB News, I'm Brian Lundberg, and here's our top local story.
Homicide investigation underway in Howard after a body was found in the basement of a man's home. 43-year-old man who was found dead by a neighbor who was apparently inside the home doing renovations. The man lived at the corner of Memorial Drive and Hidden Creek Trail and was found dead at around noon yesterday in his basement. A body was found by a friend of someone who was doing renovations. Police say the man had been dead for several hours. According to investigators, no weapons were found. There are no signs of any forced entry, and there are no suspects in custody. However, police do not consider it a random homicide. Investigation into the death is ongoing. Cause of death has still not yet been released as far as how he was killed. A fire investigation underway in Sheboygan after a single-story home went up in flames yesterday morning on Patricia Circle just off of Lakeshore Road. Happened just before 8 o'clock in the morning. Passerby called 911. The homeowner was able to get out with his dog safely from that home. Flames shooting out of the roof when firefighters got there. The Sheboygan home did receive significant damage. However, the dollar estimate has still not yet been made available. Cause is under investigation, but homeowner said he believed that a wood-burning unit might have started the fire. Jury trial set for a Sheboygan man charged in connection with a gang-related shooting that happened at a Walmart in Sheboygan back in January. A trial date is set for July for 21-year-old Cal Yang. Yang is charged with reckless homicide in the shooting death of 20-year-old Fang Lee and injuring of 21-year-old Cheng Long Mao. A judge in the case set the week of July the 16th. The jury trial is expected to last about a week. Yang, meanwhile, remains in county jail where he has been held since his arrest shortly after the shooting. Authorities allege that Yang and the victims exchanged some words in a parking lot of that Walmart when Yang opened fire. A public hearing will be held in Madison today on a bill that would replace Wisconsin's popular Do Not Call list for telemarketers with a similar list at the national level. Seven Republicans and one Democrat are sponsoring the bill. State's Consumer Protection Agency would no longer maintain its own no-call list, and it would base its enforcement efforts on Wisconsinites who are signed up for a similar no-call list run nationally by the Federal Trade Commission. The move would save the state $190,000 a year. It is one of the state government's most popular programs. 2.3 million landline and cell phone numbers are on that no-call list, and with several exceptions, it prevents them from getting unwanted sales pitches over the phone. It was just last week when